Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing when they realize you've gone after a breakup. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing when they realize you've gone after a breakup. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you need your ex to believe that you have gone. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three elements to what takes place when a dumper believes that their dumpee has gone as a romantic option. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is healing. Now, if you're listening to this as a dumpee, probably the last thing you want to hear about what your ex but dumper may be feeling once they believe that you as a dumpee has gone from their life is healing. You know, as a dumpee, you're very unlikely to want to hear that your ex but dumper is going through a healing process. However, this is very, very important if you want to try to get your ex back, because you can't get back together as two damaged individuals. You can't get back together as two traumatized individuals. And at the time of a breakup, you must recognize, dumpees, that the dumper didn't end the relationship because they were feeling great. They didn't end the relationship because they were feeling amazing and wonderful. Unfortunately, there would have been a level of trauma, a level of difficulty, certainly a level of upset, as for why the dumper came to a conclusion that they did. You know, they ended your relationship because, unfortunately, they lost a lot of romantic emotional attraction. And when it hit the necessary low point, that is when they actioned the breakup. Now, beyond this point, there are many paths, routes, decisions which can be taken. But if you as a dumpee behave in a way where your expert dumper thinks to himself, wait, I think my dumpee's actually gone. If you behave in that way, you will create a situation which pushes your dumper into a certain amount of elements that they will be going through. And this is what, of course, we're speaking about today. Now, just to touch upon how you as a dumpee can create the scenario where your expert dumper believes that you have gone after your breakup, this, in essence, is making sure that you don't chase your ex. You don't text them. You don't call them. You don't knock on their door. You don't wait outside where they work. You don't contact them for any reason unless it's absolutely necessary, or that you are within a very small group of people who fits within the bracket where you should be reaching out. But I digress. The majority of you dumpees should never be contacting your ex again unless they contact you first. If you behave in this way, your expert dumper will come to the point, and it might be many months down the line, where they realize that you've gone. Because although they don't want you to text them, they do expect you to text them. Although they don't want you to be calling them, they are expecting you to be calling them. And when you don't do this, you're going to be confusing them. And this is how, even though they ended the relationship, you can get into their mindset so that they believe as a dumper that you've gone. So even though as a dumper you think that they've left you, in their mindset, if you behave in the right way, you can make them think subconsciously that you've left them. Okay, so once you get that position where your expert dumper realizes that you've gone after the breakup, even though in essence they've left you, if you can get their subconscious to believe the reality of what you want them to think, which is that you've gone, this is where we can start moving through the points in today's podcast. But first of which is healing. And as I was saying, you might not want them to be healing, but you need them to be healing. Because as I said, they have gone through some trauma, some upset, some pain when they lost romantic emotional attraction. It's not an ideal situation. You don't get into a relationship and think, well, this is going to end in a few weeks or a few months or a few years. You don't go into it thinking that. You go into it believing this could be it forever. Okay, so when you come to a conclusion that it's not right, but you've lost the attraction for whatever reason, it is sad. It's often connected with trauma, certainly discomfort. So you can see that your ex-bedumper is not in the best position right now in their own mindset, especially when considering yourself. Now, you as a dumpee, you of course are going to be feeling damaged by the whole situation. You feel rejected, you feel brokenhearted. So healing is needed on both sides. You can't reconnect unless both of you have healed. And that's why it's actually a great thing to consider that both of you will be going through the healing process and your ex-bedumper will move into this position when they realise that you've gone. Because both of you can take a step back and understand that they don't have their teammate anymore, okay? For good or for bad, you're no longer together. That creates space. Space to think, space to consider, space to move forward in a way where you eventually, hopefully, in most instances, will begin to forgive one another. Now, maybe you don't feel that you need to be forgiven. Maybe you don't feel that you need to forgive them. But let me tell you, there is a lot of forgiving that needs to happen. Maybe this is obvious, maybe it isn't so obvious. But if you two are to ever get back together, subconsciously, at the very, very least, you need to forgive one another. If not, actually, verbally at some point in the future. But the healing process for the dumper can only really kick into play when they believe that you've gone. Because if they don't believe you've gone, that means you're constantly texting them. That means you're constantly calling them. And therefore, they don't believe you've gone because you keep calling and texting them. Now, they can't heal at that stage because you are annoying them. At the very least, you're annoying them. At worst, you're frustrating them beyond belief where they have to block you or call the authorities. Okay, so as we can see, they can't heal at that point. And actually, neither can you. You need to create space to heal. But it's so important. So even though as a dumpee, you might not want to like the thought of your ex-bedumper healing, now hopefully I've explained why it's actually beneficial to you getting back together. Because unless you both heal, you can't reconnect. You can't get your ex back unless there has been a lot of forgiving one another and a lot of healing on both sides. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is moving on. Now, if you didn't like the thought of point number one, where I said that your dumper will start healing once they realise that you've gone, then point number two, you're likely to be feeling even worse about when you hear the initial phrase of moving on. But again, please listen through, dumpees, because this isn't exactly how you might be fearing. Now, the reality is, when somebody ends a relationship, they don't believe it's working. They don't continue in a relationship that they think is going really well. So even though you might think your relationship was wonderful, sadly, your dumper did not come to the same conclusion. They ended your relationship. So therefore, it makes sense that in their mind, they're going to be going down a different path. In their mind, they're going to be moving on. Because if you think about it logically, if they didn't have that position, then why would they have ended the relationship? So don't be scared of a term moving on in this regard, because of course your ex-bedumper is planning on doing that, but whether they can actually do it is a different matter entirely. You know, your dumper will initially try to continue on the path that they chose, which was outside of your relationship. So if a relationship ends, they're going to be trying to move on. Now, if you keep chasing them, you're likely to actually chase them out of town, as I say, much quicker than any other possibility. They've already ended a relationship. They're not feeling happy. They're not feeling fulfilled. They're not feeling content. And if you keep bothering them, annoying them, not listening to them, not respecting their decision, you are likely to chase them away even quicker. So that is why in most instances, sadly, that moment of possibility that the dumpee feels is right for them of chasing their ex, it's not likely to work. Okay, that is why, again, you should be implementing my version of a no contact rule. Most of the time that would involve you as a dumpee never contacting your ex again unless they contact you first. But if you do behave this way, if your ex dumper does believe and realize that you've gone after the breakup, then they will still try to move on. Okay, but this isn't as scary as initially you might have thought, because hopefully you've recognized now from what I've just explained, this is what they've always wanted to do. You know, they've ended a relationship, they want to move on. If you chase them, they'll move on even quicker. If you don't chase them, then although they are still going to try to move on, is going to be a much slower process because they're not necessarily feeling that they've made the right decision. And that's the point here. If you chase them, they will believe, yeah, actually, I made the right choice. That was a good call. I needed to end this. If you don't chase them, they're more likely to second guess themselves, but they will still initially be trying to move on. This is what I refer to as the single honeymoon period. It often lasts between 6 and 12 months post-breakup, where they will be doing their own thing. A dumper will be living their life in the way that they couldn't within your connection. So how this relates to if they believe that you have now moved away from them yourself and that you are no longer there as their safety net, well, the dumper will continue to proceed on the path that they chose. But the difference is they're not having you chase after them, which is making them run even faster. Without you chasing after them, they will start walking at a steadier pace. They will have more time to reflect. And this is an opportunity as a dumpee to try and actually gain some ground, okay? Because although you're not chasing them, the fact that you are staying stoic, positive, being somebody who is happy, carefree and fun in your own life, hopefully, this is going to make your ex-dumper not only walk instead of run, but actually start turning around and glancing and starting somewhat to wonder. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about when they realise you've gone after a breakup. And point number three is expat strategy. And this is where everything comes together. You know, you want your expat dumper to realise that you've gone because it is the perfect expat strategy. Not only are you making sure they're not running further away from you, but more so walking slowly, taking a glance back. But this gives you the space and opportunity to grow as a person, to wow them. You know, I've said this in other podcasts, but I really need to emphasize the point that if your expat dumper does contact you, it's not enough for you to be like, oh, hi, you know, thanks for messaging me. Great to hear from you. You know, that's not enough. We need to be wowing them. And although the communication stage can be choppy waters, if you get through the communication stage, you will be meeting. And when you meet, that's when they really need to feel that wow. Now, the obvious element of this is physical attraction. The time you have away from your ex, the time you're not texting them, calling them, knocking on their door, you can be working on yourself. And physically is so, so important. I would suggest focusing on living a healthy life, getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, eating healthy, getting enough exercise. It sounds very basic, but if you do these elements for just a month or so, you will instantaneously notice you look physically more attractive. You're more physically healthy. Now, on top of that, we can add some style improvements and whatnot, and you will be feeling better in yourself, and people who see you will be feeling more physically attractive. If and when you meet up with your ex, they will be wowed on the physical side. But it's not just the physical, it's the mental side, it's the creative side, it's the intelligence side. Every single element and more can be worked on whilst you have the space. You can't have a space if you're chasing your ex. So when we speak about when they realise you've gone after the breakup, this enables the possibility of when they're walking slowly, they're looking back, they keep wondering, that develops into missing you. If and when they reach out to you, this is where the expat strategy really comes into play. You've had that opportunity whilst they're on their own journey to be on your own journey. This isn't just about them, it's about you. The fact we're talking about when they realise you've gone means that you're doing something else other than chasing your ex. Hopefully you can see how this does all link in together. If your ex reaches out to you, you can be in a much better position to respond positively if you've had your own time out to heal. You know, point number one was not just about your ex-dumper healing, it was about you healing. If you are not healed, then you are not going to be in the best place to respond positively. You're more likely to act anxious. You're more likely to act desperate. You're more likely to act overly emotional. That's not going to help you. You need to heal. That's where point number one comes in. Both of you are healing. Okay? So the expat strategy is about you implementing elements to your own improvement so that when your ex wants to reach out to you because they believe you've gone and they're starting to wonder, they're starting to miss you, once that takes place, you are now in prime position to reattract your ex. It's not enough to be the person that they used to remember. You've got to be better than that. They have grown and you need to as well. Yeah, it's good to be the person they fell in love with. That's certainly a better position for you to be in comparison to being the person that they dumped. However, you need to have grown from that because the person that they fell in love with may have been years ago and they've obviously grown. You need to have as well. This is your chance. You're now alone. You're on your own path. You realize that your teammate is not by your side anymore, as we were speaking about in point number two. You know, you are going to be doing your thing just as they're doing their thing. They might feel like they're trying to move on, but you need to be feeling like you're moving on in your own way. I refer to this as moving forward. This is how it all connects and links. But if your expert dumper believes and realizes that you've gone after a breakup, then we can focus on healing, moving on, and ultimately an expat strategy of how you one day can reconnect. There is no guaranteed way to get an ex back, but if you do everything right, you stand every chance of, if not getting them back, then finding somebody even better. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.